Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Wang Liping, Managing Director of Investor Relations Department. Welcome to the company's 2026 interim results presentation. First, let me introduce the management present today. Mr. Ke Ruiwen, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Liu Guiqing, COO and President. Mr. Tang Ke, ED and EVP. Mr. Li Yinghui, ED, EVP, CFO and Board Secretary. Madam Liu Ying, EVP. And Mr. Li Yunzhuang, Deputy General Manager. Today's presentation will be divided into two parts. Will be introduction and Q&A. So when we have simultaneous translation. So please switch your phone into silent mode. So first we'll have Chairman Ke to present the results. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the company's 2026 interim results presentation. Thank you for your long-time care and support for the company. Today's presentation will be divided into two parts. First, I will introduce company overview, and I will invite Mr. Liu Guiqing to introduce the company's business and financial performance. In the first half, the company's key development areas are primarily reflected in the following four areas. Company's operation maintains stable with new growth momentum drive. Drivers gain momentum and structure continue to improve. Continuously deepen the intelligent cloud system and proactively promote token operation. Accelerate the construction of new digital information infrastructure and solidify AI development foundation. Deepen reform with AI reform as a core and enhance corporate governance capabilities on all fronts. This page sets out the key KPIs of the first half of the year. In the first half, the company's overall results remained stable and proactively explored new avenues for value growth. Revenue reached 244.1 billion, remained relatively stable on a comparable basis. Net profit reached 19.6 billion, favorable growth on a comparable basis. Free cash flow reached 28.9 billion, increased 1.1%. Communication service enhanced in quality and efficiency, with mobile and wireline communication revenue maintained stable on comparable basis. Intelligent business grew rapidly, revenue reached 31.1 billion, increased 7.1%, account for 12.8% of total revenue, increased 1.1 percentage point. Intelligent compute, AIDC, and intelligent applications all achieved rapid growth. China Time Cloud revenue reached 61.8 billion, increased 7.8%, with growth rate continuing to rebound. The company's development momentum is shifting towards new drivers and its structure is optimizing, demonstrating strong resilience and advantage of strategic layout continue to become apparent, laying a solid foundation for steady and sustainable high-quality development. In the first half, the company continued to deepen the construction of intelligent cloud system, promote further advancement of its development as service-oriented, technology-oriented, and secure company. On IaaS layer, we built elastic, agile, and efficient compute network, forming compute power service advantage. And we have built a mega-sized cluster within compute nodes. PaaS, CRAN compute interconnection scheduling platform was upgraded. Total scale of the compute intelligent compute exceeds 118.8 EFLOPS. On DaaS layer, over 20 trillion token corpus data has been aggregated. Two sets of data select as typical achievements for SASEC program. The construction of Xinghai Trust data space has been continuously strengthened, promoting the marketization of data elements. On MaaS layer, continue to strengthen Shenzhen large model system, build new generation of ultra-large parameter foundation model. Shenzhen token hub platform launched in April, so can match models and compute power according to customer needs and scenes. it can now access 142 mainstream models, establishing integrated token comprehensive operational service capabilities across terminal servers and scenes. Together with CRAN, the compute sectoring platform, forming a dual platform foundation, achieving compute aggregation and scheduling, intelligent compute invocation and token distribution and operation support the establishment of city's token operation center. SaaS layer, the company keen to recognize that AI agent is rapidly becoming a new form of implementing and application of large models. Company took the lead in the industry to launch certain super AI tele agents, performing AI empowerment to various applications since 2000 of industries, forming five in one closed loop token operation, promoting scaling of AI application. The company is anchored to go building the leading science enterprise, intensifying efforts in key core technology breakthroughs, focusing, enhancing its science innovation capabilities, promoting the deep integration of science innovation with industrial innovation. In cloud and cloud network integration, participate in Pengcheng Cloud Brain Mega-Size Domestic Intelligent Computing System projects and award first prize of the National Science and Technology Progress Award. On network side, key technologies and applications of ultra-long-span optical communications in extreme environmental projects award second prize of State Technological Innovation Award. On AI, innovative construction AI flow network system received highest award at WAIC, the SAIL Awards, and Best Academic Paper. In quantum and security area, the distributed cryptographic system integrated QKD and PCQ select one of the top 10 landmark achievements of Central SOE as a source of original technology. In the first half, the R&D expense $5.21 billion, increased by 8.9%. In March this year, China Telecom was the first proposed token operation. The first, after a period of practice, further deepened our understanding that 5-in-1 intelligent cloud system is the token operation system. The essence of token operation is to provide AI service to customers, bring new intelligent service experience to thousands of households, and empower digital and intelligent transformation. Since the proposal of token operation in March, companies' token consumption has increased rapidly, and token operation has achieved initial results with vast growth potential in future. Targeting mass market customers, the company is dedicated to developing AI-native products and continuously promoting the AI upgrade of traditional products like e-surfing, smart ringtone, panel, cam, and smartphones continue to enrich. Scale of AI applications and device continue to expand. Targeting government and enterprise customers, we strengthen the supply of AI plus industry application, developing over 420 industry AI agents, 102 industry skills, and digital employees across 82 industries, serving 39,000 clients with penetration of 96% among central SOEs. The Shenzhen Super Agent Teleagent, launched in July, is paired with China Telecom's proprietary models and China Telecom Cloud, developed the first type of AI-native products. It positioned as a general-purpose self-service AI agent, initially targeted AI and mobile for office scenes while continuously expanding to a range of applications, seamlessly integrate end-to-end into production and organization workflows across different diverse settings, offering operator-grade security capabilities and supporting private deployment. Currently, the user subscribers exceed 600,000, further promoting implementation of AI application. The company actively collaborates with various parties to promote the construction of innovative operating models of smart cloud in cities. In various provinces and cities, Shenzhen Token Hub cooperate with CIRA and leveraging AI Store as the portal offering compute, model, data, token, and standardized AI application services to customers. The company built city-level AI service infrastructure and successfully implements smart cloud cities projects across 30 cities. Shenzhen Token Hub daily call volume exceeds 1 trillion. significantly driving the widespread adoption of AI application. Next, the company will continue to focus on token operation as a main line, explore innovation, deeply advance AI action, build itself to become a leading AI service provider. The company continues to strengthen internal AI empowerment, building 300 internal AI applications across five areas: smart operations, services, sales and marketing, R&D, and management. It deployed 12 types of digital employee at scale, promoting the integration AI into core enterprise production process, resulting in a total quality and efficiency enhancement exceeding $1.4 billion. Generate a wealth of internal AI application cases and experience, forming scene-based reserve for empowering external clients and continuously implementing internal application external expansion strategy. The company is fully committed to building secure enterprise, continuously promoting two-way empowerment of AI security, establishing 1 plus N plus 1 full-stack security capabilities, and improving the security protection system. The company has solidified the cloud network foundation defense system. The CloudDAM anti-DDoS market share remains number one. The Cloud Wealth and Zero Mind SASE continues to maintain top three leading position in China, steadily enhancing its independence and controllable security protection capabilities. The company has optimized the ChangeMore security database, upgrade the Xinchen ChangeWay security large model, strengthened AI-powered security operation. It also researched, developed, and launched numerous products such as AI agent, security posture awareness platform, and other products, improving AI security governance capabilities. The company full-stack security capabilities provide carrier-grade security safeguards such as operating traceability, high-risk action interception, and open-source code security for sentient tele agents. The company continues to promote the accelerated industrialization and implementation of quantum technology, deeply cultivates scene-based application to build collaborative development ecosystem. On quantum communication, continue to build quantum secured infrastructure and accelerate expansion of quantum integrated application scenes. The subscriber number users reached 7.2 million. On quantum computing, Tianyan Quantum Computing Cloud Platform become the world's first simultaneous to offer quantum supremacy service capability across both photonic and superconducting technologies routes. A comprehensive capabilities ranked among top world's top tier. Amount visits, cumulative visits exceed 50 million, serving over 60 countries and regions worldwide. On quantum precision management, products such as single photon imaging and co-atom graphometric continues to achieve breakthroughs, accelerating applications in different scenes. On ecosystem, the company established high-level quantum talent innovation space for central enterprise. Over 70 members units in the Quantum Technology Innovation Consortium initiate establishment of quantum industry funds. Recently, the states proposed the planning and construction of six networks, including compute and new generation communication networks. In the first half, the company leveraged the first move advantage in existing layout and appropriately advanced the construction of new generation communication and computing network. CapEx amount $32.4 billion. CapEx in computing network increased by 97%. Proportion of the total CapEx rose by 24.6 percentage points, continuously optimizing the CapEx structure. On new generation communication network, the company continues to promote network evolution and upgrades, leading the new quality improvement of new infrastructure, and comprehensively accelerates the strengthening of foundation expansion of capacity of new infrastructure, improving user networking perception, solidified leading advantage in cloud network integration and saving resources investment. On compute network, continue to strengthen forward-looking planning and deploy AIDC. Build a domestic chip training domestic model intelligent compute cluster. Achieve breakthroughs in key technologies for large model training and evolution in domestic computing environment. Achieve an intelligent computing utilization of 94%. Leveraging CRAM platform 2.0, we enable visible, available, and controllable compute across entire domain, assisting client efficiently centralize manage their own resources and convenient invocation of public computing power. The company continues to accelerate the construction of new generation AIDC. The current scale of AIDC exceeds 900, with 1,600 megawatt hub nodes capable of supporting nearly 8 gigawatt of power. Land reserve has been doubled. Multiple cutting-edge technologies in areas such as energy and cooling has been introduced. Integrated delivery capability continues to strengthen. In the first half of the year, 14 new high-power projects were added. AIDC revenue reached $20.1 billion, representing an increase of 9.3%. The company simultaneously advanced the professional operation reform of AIDC, establishing a nationwide integrated AIDC operation hub, constructing AIDC construction and operation system with market focus and competitiveness, enhancing end-to-end process efficiency of demand, planning, construction, maintenance and operation, strengthened its rapid response to AIDC market in the AI era. Following its fiber upgrade and cloudification, the company with AI reform as a core will further comprehensively deepen reform and opening up accelerate the establishment of new production relations, adapt to AI development, fully unleash the company's capability and advantage in technology resources and talent, promote scaling of AI application. Company promoting upgrades of cloud core platform to an AI core platform, building main process with the AI core platform as a whole, deepening reform in areas such as government and enterprise, cloud network operation, and AIDC construction operation, continuously enhancing the multi-factor organizational or allocation capabilities across all elements. We'll accelerate the building of a smart and beneficial engineering team, systematically enhancing customer-oriented capabilities in demand side, self-service, and continuous operation. We continue to increase efforts in cultivating and introducing science tech talents, further improving the flying goose program of our science tech talents, transforming and upgrading the structure of our employee team. The company adhered to the concept of open up and co-sharing, enhanced level of systematic open cooperation, continuously promoting industry, academia, research collaboration, continuously deepening business open cooperation, further strengthening capital empowerment, accelerating investment layout in key AI areas, advancing the new rounds of strategic investor introduction for professional companies such as AI, e-serving vision, create win-win situation through cooperation. The company proactively fulfills social responsibility, complete communication assurance for important events, utilize technologies such as AI float and 10-tone satellites, establish communication lifeline in emergency rescue operation. And we continuously injecting the digital and intelligent impulse into rural revitalization. Leveraging technology to empower anti-fraud safety net and the effectiveness of anti-fraud governance continue to improve. Company fully integrate green and low carbon concept into operation, accelerate green and low carbon transformation of digital information infrastructure, achieve total reduction of CO2 emission 1.46 million tons in the first half, continue to expand green product service such as environmental protection, cloud, and green lighting. The company attached great importance to market value management and shareholders' return. The board decided to declare an interim dividend for 2026 equivalent to 75% of profit attributable to shareholders. This represents a dividend payout ratio increased by 3 pp. The DPS is RMB 0.1606. The high-quality development of the company is inseparable from the long-term support of the shareholders and analysts. We will, as always, move forward hand-in-hand with everyone to share the fruits of the development. 2026 is the first year of 15th five-year plan. New round of science-tech revolution and industrial transformation accelerate its breakthrough. Innovation in AI technologies entering in an unprecedented period of activity, becoming new engines for economic growth, and accelerate transformation of old and new growth drivers, and provide the new vast potential. Company fully implement cloudification, digital transformation, and AI for good strategy. Deepen construction is 5-in-1 intelligent cloud system. Through proudly implement AI plus action, drive the development of new form of smart economy with token operation as mainline. company focus of create original and leading sign tech innovation and achievement, strengthen inherent AI security capabilities, accelerating construction of new digital information, deepen reform and opening up, fully enhance the corporate governance capabilities. The company strives to achieve stable revenue growth, EBITDA and net profit growth on a comparable basis for 2026. Rapid growth in intelligence revenue, and during 15-5-year plan, company aim for a stable growth in revenue with intelligent revenue accounts for over 20% and net profit growth exceeding revenue growth. Elevating the construction of a service-oriented, technology-oriented and secured enterprise to new level. This concludes my part, and next we'll invite Mr. Liu Guiqing to introduce the company's business and financial performance. Thank you, Chairman Ke. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Next, I will introduce the company's business and financial performance for the first half. In the first half, the company accelerated high-quality development, stabilized its foundation with communication, expanded its growth in intelligence, effectively controlled OPEX, and maintained stable business operation. Next, I will introduce the development of each business. In the first half, the company promoted upgrade of its communication business from communication channels to intelligent portals, accelerate the integration of AI into its communication businesses, expand new space for connection value, and maintain the stable communication businesses. First, accelerate connectivity upgrade. On mobile network, we accelerate the scale commercial deployment and capability upgrade of 5GA. 5GA subscribers reach 4.68 million. Cumulative number of 5G industry application projects reach 58K. Broadband network, we continue to promote gigabit plus FTTR upgrade. Gbps subscriber number reach 69.08 million. Net increase in enterprise all-fiber networking was 690K sets. FTTR revenue increased 37%. Accelerate the integrated upgrades of space air ground service, building an all-domain connectivity advantage. Satellite revenue increased by 23%. Second, strengthen the customer management. We enhance customer perception, stabilize customer value. Number of integrated service users exceed 130 million. Scale of high-value integrated service customers steady expand. ARPU reach 128 RMB. Third, promote integration and mutual promotion across GBHC. Relying the platforms such as Smart Community, Digital Village, and IoVT, we continue to create scene-based integrated applications such as Store SS, Smart and Beneficial Education. The scale of Smart Community and Digital Villages continue to grow, and industry's digital delivery capability remains at leading level. The contract amount of ICT projects increased 9.2%. The company continued to deepen its 5-in-1 intelligent cloud system, actively promotes token operation, and achieve rapid growth in scale breakthroughs in intelligent business, thereby accelerating the creation of a new growth pole for company's transformation and development. In the first half, the company focused on solidifying its digital information infrastructure foundation, expanding its intelligent cloud and high-quality data products, strengthen model capabilities and product supply, promote large-scale implement AI applications, and continuously improving commercial closed-loop token operations around the production, delivery, and application of tokens. The company processed 3 tiers, computing power, architecture comprising central, regional, and edge nodes. The massive number of edge nodes can satisfy diverse demands, such as low latency proximity servers. And the company also boasts integrated advantage in compute network integration, compute power scheduling, and model invocation. The Shenzhen Token Hub and CRAM platform forms a dual foundation, equipped with optimal computing power and model, achieving one-stop aggregation of token skills and various AI applications. The company has vast customer base with GBHC linkage, providing AI standard products and comprehensive AI solutions. The Shenzhen Super AI Agent TeleAgent drive dual growth in bytes and tokens through agent plus connectivity device and application. Targeting to C and to H customers, the company has launched a series of AI products with intelligent agents as their core capabilities, including smart panel, smart ringtone, and cloud smartphone. Smart panel user exceed 2.5 million. Smart frame phone user surpass 7 million. Token consumption achieve multi-fold growth. Targeting 2B and 2G customers, company has developed industry application for sectors such as finance and civil aviation through intelligent agent plus model plus dataset over 10,000 AICT projects. The company leverage its dual foundation advantage to pioneer a new paradigm for intelligent cloud city development, innovatively create a one-stop AI service portal AI store to provide a wide range of customers with convenient and high-quality integrated AI services comprising compute power, data, model, and AI applications. The company's emerging platform-based business has are developing rapidly with key businesses such as IoVT, IoT, low-altitude economy, digital platforms, and satellite communication achieve continuous breakthrough. We continue to deepen to cultivate the IoVT domain, the security smart eye covering 20,000 governance institutes, kitchen monitoring serving over 10K merchants, and the scale of IoVT terminal access reaching 100 million level. The scale of IoVT connection exceed 800 million. Company continue to expand into markets such as public utilities, livelihood services, and IOV, e-serving IoT's platform position leaders quadrant. The low altitude economy continue to improve AI plus 1 plus 1 plus 4 plus N capability system, comprehensively covering key aspects such as low altitude infrastructure, flight service, and security prevention and control, and strengthening the low-altitude safety barrier, accelerating the expansion of application scenes, having cumulative launching and operating over 1,500 application scenes. The digital platform e-serving Smart Enterprise 2.0 centered on government enterprise integrate gateway, building the three major pillar, new infrastructure, application, and operation. It serves over 330 industries, assisting SMEs in achieving efficient digital and AI transformation. Company pioneer in achieving integration, Tiantong and Beidou communication and navigation. Satellite-based high-precision positioning in the country. Satellite direct-to-vehicle surpass 150K. The construction of satellite network with two GEOs and one LEOs is commenced. Integrate space air-ground communication service capability further enhanced. The company deepened its global resources and capability deployment and continuously expand its international business. Revenue from transformation business such as IDC increased 18%. Revenue from government enterprise and major markets such as Asia and Europe increased 10%. New breakthrough and have been achieved in overseas expansion of strategic emerging business such as cloud token, IoVT, and satellite. Cloud revenue reached 800 million. Token service was first launched in Hong Kong and Singapore. IoVT deepened strategic cooperation with overseas telcos, and satellite service integration launched in three South Asian countries. The company continued to strengthen the precision allocation and refined management of cost resources, enhance AI empowerment, and expand applications such as digital employee, smart customer service, operation maintenance, energy savings, and thereby improving resources utilization and operating efficiency, effectively supporting high-quality development. In the first half, OPEX decreased by 2.2%. In the first half, the company's financial strength remained solid, with operating cash flow increased by 29.7% year-on-year. The debt-to-asset ratio declined by 0.8 percentage point year-on-year. The corporate credit rating has highest AAA level. This concludes our presentation. Thank you.